Box of Shame time. It's happening right now. We are Joe McKenzie here on Radio Now. And yesterday, Pork Chop, you did not do so hot. As a matter of fact, that's why you're in this position right now. What did you roll yesterday?
I rolled doubles yesterday. Hopefully I roll that again today. But I rolled 2 threes.
Oh, everyone was rolling high yesterday.
Yeah, there was a double six and a double six. That was Joe and Liv. And then what did you roll, McKenzie? Like an eight?
Eight.
Yeah, you rolled a four and a... I don't know, a five and a three.
A five and a three, I believe. So if you're new to the Box of Shame, yesterday we have Dare Dice, and we all roll the lowest number the person loses, which happened to be producer Porkchop. But he has a chance to save himself. He can roll both our die, and if he gets doubles, he can pass his punishment from the Box of Shame on to someone else. Will he do it? Can he roll doubles?
I certainly hope not, because last week when I faced the Box of Shame, because Liv gave it to me, she rolled doubles. Porkchop was a terrible human being and slid a mousetrap in front of my path of Legos, and I stepped on it, and I think I broke my toe.
You should have seen her when she rolled doubles. It was like she won the lottery. It was just a glorious moment. She was so excited. I think Chops would feel the same way. Are you ready to roll? See if you can save yourself.
Yeah, I'm ready.
All right. Nice. His first number
is... Yes! A two! A two!
Why are you excited about a two?
I don't know, because I am going to roll another two.
Oh!
All right, well, you got a 1 in 6 chance of doing this. May the odds not be in your favor, because karma is all yours.
All right, here we go.
Porkchop has rolled a three! So close, yet so far away,
funny. Okay, so now, here is the Box of Shame. It's in his hands. He's got to pull out a dare.
So what'd you say was in here? Like kissing booth or something? Valentine kissing booth?
Joe just slid in mystery chocolate. So there's a bunch of items covered in chocolate, and you have to guess. Oh.
Also, we added in there, too. It's kind of lame, but I actually wouldn't mind it. Like a coffee run where you have to go pay for our coffee and breakfast. Usually we do that on paydays, but...
We're into that.
Today's kind of desperate for Box of Shame punishments.
All right.
Coffee!
It is... Cupid Shuffle.
Oh, yes. Do me a favor. Open that bag up over there. Bring that bag over here.
The studio is full of props.
Open the bag. What do you
diapers?
See? What do you, yes, there's diapers.
Adult diapers.
What are these for?
We're not going to make you poop your pants. Don't worry. That's not what's happening. But
Cupid Shuffle.
These are so cute.
It.
These are like little angel wings.
There's
a bow and arrow.
We have put together
You want me to dress up as a Cupid?
Yes, we're going to have you, because we're getting ready for Valentine's Day. We're going to have you head downtown right now, dressed up as Cupid. Your outfit's quite sexy. You might want to double layer it. We don't want Cupid dong out there. And you are going to try to get people to do the Cupid Shuffle.
Oh, the dance.
Yes.
You love this dance, Chops.
God. Yeah, you always talk about how you were in the Blanco Brown music video. I was in the back.
You're a backup dancer nationally.
You DJ all the time. You teach people how to do the Cotton Eye Joe.
Where downtown?
Let's go to somewhere really, really busy.
Well, the busiest spot I can think of, because we're not allowed at Starbucks anymore.
Yeah, we got kicked out.
And we can't go to that one pancake place. I'm trying to think of high traffic areas. What about in downtown Indy? They have the Salesforce Tower.
Oh, God.
That's like the biggest building like in the skyline.
It's like a 52-story building. There's probably all these people going into work
gotta
right now.
You got to put on this diaper, get all this garb on, and do the Cupid Shuffle and get people to join you.
All right. Great.
You know what? I don't get all like sulky and sad. You put a mousetrap in front of me last week and tried to maim me and have permanent physical injuries.
I always get the naked ones. Why can't I just go do the Cupid Shuffle with people? Why do I have to dress up as Cupid?
I hope we have the right size diapers. What size diaper are you?
I didn't check.
I got small. Small, dude?
Small diapers? They're schmediums.
What would have been funny?
They're small mediums.
It says here, small medium fits waist 28 to 40 on the 36.
Oh, you're fine. I got those in case I actually got the punishment. Like, it'd be so funny to see me squeeze into that. Like, it'd be super tight. You better double up, because if you stretch and like something breaks dancing, you don't want it to pop out.
You can just wear one for the rest of the day. Then you don't even have to use the restrooms here.
That looks like, oh my God.
Do I put this over my jeans?
Here, open that diaper.
No.
How big is it?
Take your jeans off. Real quick, McKenzie.
My jeans off?
Yes.
HR.
McKenzie, can you pour some of your water? I want to see how absorbent these underwears are.
Really?
Oh, my God. They're kind of sexy.
Whoa.
That looks like a maxi pad.
You think those are sexy?
Dude,
I've never seen
a diaper this close in my life.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, get ready for your future.
Do you want me to pour water in there?
Just a little. I want to see how absorbent it is.
Go ahead.
All right, she's pouring in the water. Doing a little practice. Okay, now here's the thing we didn't tell you, Chops.
Is it absorbent?
Chops, yeah, we didn't impressive. Tell you this. You have to wear that diaper that Mackenzie put water in.
There's 20 diapers in this package.
No,
it's so
no,
heavy now.
That's the one. Now put a chocolate bar in there for the effect. All right, are you ready to roll?
No.
Okay, who's excited to pour Chops? Going to go be Cupid shuffling. All right, if you're in downtown Indy, this is where it's taking place. Poor Chop is now heading on out to the Salesforce Tower. Please, Cupid shuffle along with him. You got, I mean, you really, Poor Chop, like it's a wedding. You got to get as many people, like,
yes.
Everybody, you got to, like, get them lined up and get ready to do the Cupid shuffle,
and
okay?
And I will go live on at Joe and Mackenzie Insta.
Stupid.
Congratulations.
Ooh, that diaper looks nice.
It does. Ooh, is that a Reese's? It is Joe and Mackenzie. I'm rolling solo dolo. I got the whole crew, though. Hey, who am I talking to right now? Who is this?
It's Mackenzie, Liv, and Cupid is driving like a crazy man. We are headed downtown to the busy streets. Everyone is on their way to work, and Pork Chop has two diapers on. He has his little undershirt on. He's got wings. He's locked and loaded, ready to do the Cupid shuffle. Here he is.
Hey, yeah, this is great. I'm doing the Cupid shuffle soon downtown.
Do you know
and
how
I'm in a diaper.
Do you know how to do the Cupid shuffle? I mean, if people didn't know this, Pork Chop is a wedding DJ on the side. You can book him for your wedding coming up this summer if you'd like to. Just reach out to him, Joe and Mackenzie.
I know how to do the Cupid shuffle.
Okay. Okay. Well, but are you ever able to do this in, like, diapers?
Hey, the crazy thing is, it was so funny. I was like, you can keep your pants on. And he didn't want to. So he took his pants off.
Yeah, I know.
And just wanted to go straight, like, boxers and diapers. I'm like, okay.
Poor Chop's like, oh, no, I don't want to do this. He's like, I don't need pants. It's cool. Like, the absolute best. So if people are in downtown right now, where are you guys heading to? Because I would love for them to participate with Cupid Chops.
We're on the corner of Meridian and Ohio right now, right outside the Salesforce Tower.
Okay, so very shortly, you will be going in. Man, you know they have a lot of security, right?
Yeah, they certainly do. We've already been banned from several places downtown, so slim pickings, but hopefully this will work.
All right, if you see Pork Chop, Mackenzie, and Liv out there, take a photo, get a video, tag us. It's Joe and Mackenzie on Instagram and Twitter, and we're also going to be live on Instagram in just a second. Do you guys need a song or two, or how are you doing with your setup right now?
Yeah, give us a song or two. Give us two songs, and we'll be ready to rock.
Okay, now, would one of the songs you like to be like this right here?
New Cupid, new Cupid.
Like, do you want this song?
Perfect.
All right, cool. Well, we will actually play that. I can't wait for it to go down. We'll check in with 1 second with Liv, Pork Chop, and Mackenzie. They're downtown getting ready for Chops to face the Box of Shame. At this time, though, let's do a little station identification. We are Joe and Mackenzie on Radio Now. It is Joe Mackenzie here on Radio Now, and we are now checking in with producer Pork Chop, I mean Cupid Chop, and we've got Liv the Web Girl and Mackenzie.
Joe, can you hear us? We are outside of the Salesforce Tower. It is freezing on the streets. People are bustling. Oh, he has paparazzi already. People are busting out their phones. Chops is in a diaper and his boxers. Can you hear this? He's got a little boom box and an arrow. He's trying to get people to do the Cupid shuffle with him.
Liv, you don't want to do it? Keep it shuffle. Right. Nope. Nobody wants to do it with me, Joe.
Come on, Chops. You can get them. You got to talk to the people. You're Cupid Chops.
I need more people.
He just did a total booty shake that I'm going to be traumatized for life now.
I'm sorry, Mackenzie. I'm sorry you have to see this.
It is freezing. People are looking. Hey, excuse me, sir. What do you think of our Cupid shuffle?
It's awesome.
Great. You think he's sexy? Do you think he has the move?
Absolutely. 100%.
Do you want to dance with him?
I'm okay for now.
That's like the sentiment for everybody.
People are terrified.
Oh, boy. Mackenzie, are people even like talking to him or they just walk right by?
Hey, Joe, nobody wants to do the Cupid shuffle with me.
Well, then you've got to try your best. Well, maybe you need to go inside.
Oh, here comes a real nice lady. She looks real nice.
You got to stop her. You got
to
stop her.
This lady has a handful of coffee. She is trying to avoid him at all costs. He's smiling. He's attempting. Here we go.
Do it real quick.
What do you think of him?
I think he looks great.
What do you think of his diaper? Looks like it fits great. Is it too tight, though? Maybe a little tight.
Do it with me. To the right, to the left.
Maybe I have to have some coffee.
He's passing. You got this, boy.
Nobody wants to do it with me, Mackenzie.
Oh, no. He's not getting anyone, Joe.
Oh, this is not good. I thought people would want to dance to warm up.
Hey, what about this guy unloading boxes? Do you want to go ambush
yes,
him?
Yes, go get him.
Nice girl over here.
Okay, he's going to go for another poor lady with coffee in her hand and a huge furry hood. All right, let's see. He does have some moves, Joe. He is now he's doing kicks. He reminds me of Elaine from Seinfeld.
I'm 60, and I kick.
Okay.
Are you going to keep it shuffle with me? No.
She's like, get away.
No? You know, this really works at weddings when I DJ weddings. Everyone wants to do it, but nobody wants to do it now.
I bet everybody at the weddings runs away from Chops, too, and he just lies to us.
Dude, it's cold.
Everyone inside the building has busted out their cell phones, and they are recording him. So he's going to be a YouTube sensation
Come on,
later.
You got to get one person to dance before the song's over, Chop. Come on. Just one person.
You got to get someone, Chop. Come on.
Hey, who wants to do the Cupid Shuffle?
There's a man with boxes. Let's go. Let's go, Chop. Do it.
Do it.
You want to do the Cupid Shuffle with me?
What do you think of him? No? He says no.
Oh, man. I really thought Chops could sell this because Chops is such a hype guy.
Everyone's so miserable today.
All right, Chops, just go into it. Just do your dance routine. Just wrap up by dancing your butt off.
Now he is coming up to the car and going back and he's gyrating. You gotta work it more, Cupid. Come on.
Cupid, shuffle with me. Nobody wants to do it, Joe.
Oh, man.
There's one last guy. Here's one last guy.
Come
attempt.
On, get it.
Would you like to do the Cupid shuffle with me? Okay.
He said no.
My wings are coming off, guys.
Oh, man, you're going way hard. Okay. Well, hey, let's give it up for Cupid Pork Chop over here, everybody.
Yay! How humiliating.
Oh, boy, that was impressive, dude. We're really proud of you.
Oh, wait, I bet you this lady wants to do it.
What's your name, ma'am? Will you do a dance?
Yes, I will.
Okay. Here.
I was on my way to work, and I come by to see him.
Okay. We got to do the Cupid shuffle. We have a woman, Joe.
Let's do it. Start it up. Here we go.
Okay. We're firing it up from the top. Let's do this, you guys.
Producer Porkchop has box of shame punishment.
What's your name? Sonia, are you ready?
I'm ready.
All right. Let's here, wiggle. Get warmed up. All right. Ready? We're going to go to the right first. Here we go. To the right. Right, left. Now kick. Do a little wiggle. To the left. Now kick. Wiggle.
You think he looks cute in his diaper?
That's awesome. I love it.
Thank you, Sonia.
Hey, way to go, Sonia, producer Porkchop. All
right. We did it. I did it.
Awesome. Awesome job. Hey, Mackenzie.
Success.
Mackenzie, I hear the police are on their way, so you guys should probably get out of there, okay?
Oh, yeah. No, security is coming. Okay, we got to bounce.
No, Mackenzie. Question for you.
Yes, we're getting in the car now.
Mackenzie.
Yes.
Do you have any idea what's coming up in the tea? I didn't mean to put you on the spot. I just was kind of wondering if you knew what was coming up in the tea. Like,
there's lots of wonderful things coming to the tea. There is a Broadway musical that is coming to the big screen you don't want to miss. Also, more dirt from Jessica Simpson's new memoir.
All right, do you guys, I need a yes or a no. Should I play the Cupid Shuffle right now, the actual song, or do you think I'll get in trouble for playing that on the radio?
Yeah!
Hey!
All right! Get on back. We'll see you soon, guys. It's Joe and Mackenzie. Video, by the way, will be posted later at joeandmackenzie.com. Get that link on your phone right now. Just text JAM to 52140.